So at the same time we're trying to maximize output and decrease the administrative burden, we're also gonna take the superstars off of our team. It's just not the way we need to go. There's a couple more slides which are just the top 10 recommendations that the National Research Council came out with last month or in January. I'm not going to go through these, but these are some of the global things that could to deal with some of these compliance issues. And I put those in your packet just for your information. I hope you will have a lot of questions. I hope you will call me, you will email me, because I think we have a lot of work to do. I think we have the team that can do it, but we need to start thinking about it.
Matt, will you answer questions for a second?
I will. I'd be happy
to.
Go
back to your conclusion slide.
One more?
To final.
Oh, my final thoughts?
Which actually weren't really your final thoughts.
My final thoughts for that slide. So.
Were there two of these slides?
Well, there's two conclusion slides.
Two final thought slides?
No, just one of those.
Okay, this one.
Okay.
How many of these regulatory bodies are within the control of the university?
Well, I mean, I think the short answer is not many, okay, are within the scope of the university. However, the committees that are set up in the university, like the IACUC and the IRB and radiation safety, and some of those committees, the requirements that the paperwork that I showed you from Havana are campus requirements.
I'm trying to understand how much can we control?
Yeah.
How much can we harmonize ourselves?
Yeah, and there's, you know, the paperwork, for example, and I don't know if Larry wants to comment. The new computing system, the back office operations, where if we could get some of these things online, where there's a database that we could pull down menus and fill these things out, because a lot of my protocols, for example, are surgical protocols, and I just cut and paste. So those are things that I think we could do. There's a lot of interpretation. You know, there's, unfortunately, and I'll pick on animals, there's two guides. There's the NIH guide and the USDA guide. There is wiggle room for interpretation. It's just a matter of how much risk the campuses are willing to take. And if you talk to the compliance folks, their answer is none. And, you know, as long as there's humans involved, there's going to be some. But, you know, I think a lot of the how you report, who you report, what the forms are, the assistants, you know. And again, I don't want to pick on any one office, but typically when I go to, when I turn in an animal protocol and I put in a pain medication that they don't like, they say you can't use that one. And I say, well, which one would you recommend? They say, well, that's not our job.
Larry, okay. Do you have some color you'd like to add?
Mr. Chairman, I think Matt's hit on a number of really important points. And to your question specifically, we have no control over the regulation and the compliance rules. But what we do have control over is supporting the researchers to put the materials together. And I think what we've come to is over the past decade, where we see increasing regulations come, that we've responded. You know, 10 years ago, these committees were just little committees, and they had their little forms to fill out. And so what we've seen is this expansion of what the reporting is, and we're still in a paper system of two decades ago. And we don't have databases, we don't have the support system in place to alleviate this, I'll say, pain and suffering, and I can speak to it, because that 40% is really, when you get a grant, you're hiring almost a full-time person just to manage the activities in your laboratory. So I think the goal here should be to increase the productivity. And I believe that discussions that, you know, we've had with Skip and with Ravi Iyer at VCR at Urbana and with President Hogan, is I think there are some, if you will, support systems we can put in place, as Matt said, they can help the faculty put this together so they're not doing it 10 times. And what's really the before all these regulatory committees were just separate. Now when you put in a proposal, like Matt says, into areas of health technologies, bioengineering, you're taking rules that were for engineering and rules that were designed for biologists, and they're merging, and the files don't go together, the forms are different. And I think that's something we can, working with Matt and the faculty come to some, I think, good solutions on it, rapid time.
I hope that, the creation of that, your new role and Mr. Height's new role, seems like it's right in the sweet spot of it.
Absolutely, I'll speak to that because Mike and I already had a couple conversations about how do we really look towards the future.
So you'll have it fixed by the next meeting?
You bet.
Well,
Chancellor,
I'll do what Walt did. I'll do it for March 21 next year.
Matt disqualified me, I guess, but I want to comment. I think one of the areas that we ought to look into is pushback. The Congress creates the legislation, and then there's regulatory rules created around their interpretation of the legislation. And I think particularly with our new office in Washington, there are times when it just makes sense to say this needs to be changed nationally, and we need to be engaged with those efforts nationally to reverse some of these that are really just not appropriate to support the research.
And don't get me wrong, I'm not saying, we don't follow the rules. I think we follow the rules exceptionally well. It's just that as you add these on top of each other, how can any investigator know all the rules for NIH, NSF, Department of Energy, Department of Defense? I mean, you have a complete different set of rules for all those groups. And it's been left on, as the responsibility of the researcher to know all those regulations and read the Federal Register and know all those things, because the ultimate responsibility in our system falls on the researcher. So not only am I supposed to do agricultural research, you were very eloquent when you talked about grow it in Illinois and keep it in Illinois. Well, I'll use my agricultural one. We have to plant the seed in Illinois for it to grow, and this is the way we would plant the seed through research. But it's becoming more and more difficult. And you look at opportunities. Some of these potential projects are short-term, few-week projects. Right? It takes 8 weeks to get an animal protocol through. I'm not going to respond to it. So you miss opportunities. And I didn't even, go through that. You look at the regulations, and you just say, not doing it.
Mr. Chairman, if I could just add one other thing. I mean, the scope here is significant. As you start looking at 30-40% of the productivity, and we're looking at an $800 million research enterprise, the ability to gain efficiencies here are significant. And it is going to take, I think, and this is, again, just recognition of the problem, and I think the solutions will follow from that.
Mina?
Can I just add one thing to that to segue to what Bob East also mentioned? I think having a federal presence is also going to help us, because one of the problems that Matt pointed out was that the NIH rules are different from DOD, and they're all very slightly different from each other, and they don't seem to want to speak the same language. So the burden then falls on the institution and the faculty. So if we can collectively present either through our federal presence or through our faculty who serve on national committees to constantly give pushback, I think we'd be able to do a much better united front against that level of regulatory burden.
And we've been involved in writing some of these things. I mean, the new ag guide we were involved in, and so we've taken our time to make reasonable rules, and that's I think what we're all advocating is reasonable rules and reasonable reporting that doesn't take us away from our students and from our research.
Fair enough. Thank you. Okay, we're getting towards the end here.
Oh, no.
We're so far along, I can't remember. Listen, I think everybody has this page in their front of their book.
Yeah.
So it's the agenda. Do you have yours? So what do you think of this? What do you think if we pull that thing out and we'll rate the different sections of the meeting? And maybe one would be too little time, just allocated.